As believers, from time to time, we have the thought that comes to our mind, you know, I need to improve myself. I need to become a better mu'min. I need to raise my spiritual level. Perhaps I should read more Quran. Perhaps I should perform some nafil salah. How can I become a better person? These thoughts come to us from time to time. But what happens? We tend to stall it. And that is the plan and the plot of Shaitan. So if a thought comes to you that you should do something good, Shaitan's plan is such that he doesn't tell you, no, you should never go to the masjid. Or, no, don't ever read Quran. Don't ever give charity. He doesn't do that. What does he do? He says, yes, it's a good thing, but you know, not now, later. Should change your life and make tawbah. Yes, I'll do that, but not now, you know, later. So that is the plan of Shaitan, that he always gets us to delay. That is his strategy. He doesn't show us an evil, a good deed to be an evil deed. Because as a believer, we will never accept that. But what he does is he tries to play on our emotion to say, I'll do it later. But we have no guarantee about the future. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, what is the best charity? He said, Anta saddaqa wa anta sahihun shahihun takshal faqr wa ta'mal al ghina wa la tumhil. The best charity is when you are in a good condition, when you are healthy, when you desire to amass wealth, you want to build your own life, you want to own a home, you want to own a car, you want to own a property, you want to build your capital, you're looking to forward to establish yourself. وَأَنْتَ صَحِيٌّ شَحِيٌّ تَخْشَ الْفَقْرِ. You also worried about the bad conditions, the downturn in the economy. You worried about it. وَتَأْمَلُ الْغِنَى. You want to become wealthy. Under those circumstances to give charity. وَلَا تُمْهِلْ. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't say, don't wait until you in your last breath. You're about to leave this world. You've lost hope. Now you say, li fulan in kada, wa li fulan in kada, wa li fulan in kada, wa qad kana li fulan. Now you want to say, for this institute, build a well here, establish a madrasa here, build a masjid, do like this. When you're on your last, when you're taking your last breath, when you're on your deathbed, then you're willing to distribute it because you have no hope of life. That is not the best charity. The best charity is when you are in a good condition. Now is the best time to do anything good. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was once traveling with a group of his companions and his peers, and they were moving with an entourage. And as he was moving, he saw a qabr, a grave. So he stopped, he dismounted his camel, and he went to one corner and he performed 2 rakat salah. Students were there, they were very intrigued and interested, watching every action of the ustad, trying to gain knowledge, trying to gain insight, trying to find the purpose and the objective of everything. So after he performs the 2 rakats, one of the students says that, O Imam, O Sahabi, our leader, what was this 2 rakats about? We saw you passing a grave, suddenly you dismounted, you performed 2 rakats. Is this a special 2 rakats that is performed when you pass by a grave? Or is this a grave of a very special person that you wanted to immediately send some isalu thawab for the person, convey reward to the person? So the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, says, it is neither. It's not the grave of anyone special as such. In fact, I don't even know whose grave it is. And the second thing, that there is no special salah when you pass by a grave. It's just that while we were passing by this grave, and I looked at the grave, and the thought came to my mind that this man has passed on. He's dead. If he wants to perform even 2 rakat salah, He can't do it because he has left this world. His book of deeds are closed. Yeah, I am. I'm alive. I have an option. I have the opportunity. So let me perform 2 rakat salah. And when that thought came into my mind, I thought, why let it go by? So I stopped and I performed the 2 rakat salah. Value the moment. Seize the opportunity. And that is, as long as you have life, there's an opportunity for goodness, to do good deeds, to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment is precious. No action is small. No action is insignificant. The verses were revealed, speaking about the virtue of feeding the poor. So in the verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah says that the believers are those, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءَ وَلَا شُكُورًا. They are those who feed others. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِمْخَصَاصَةٍ. They give preference to others even though they have a need, meaning they make a great sacrifice. So this was a verse encouraging people to make great sacrifice for the sake of Allah. On the other hand, there were some who thought that, you know, some sins are big sins, some certain sins are small. So there was one group where, because the verse was, you must make a great sacrifice, someone came to the door of a sahabi and asked, don't you have something for me? So he looked in his house, he found 2 dates. He thought to himself that the verse says, it must be a great sacrifice. So he looked at the 2 dates and he said, these are just 2 dates here. It's no use, I give it. So he told the man, I don't have anything. Please excuse me. On the other hand, there was another person who was engaging in some sort of a white lie. So he thought that, you know, this is a small sin. It's not a major sin. We know the major sins are adultery, theft, shirk. These are major sins. A white lie, that is something small. So there were 2 people who had these ideas at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One thinking of a good deed to be insignificant. The other one thinking of an evil deed to be a small deed. It was at that instance that verses were revealed. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does a good deed equal to an atom or even smaller will see the effect of it. And whoever does an evil deed equal to an atom or even smaller than that will see the consequences of that. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. Whatever you do, whatever good deed you do, Allah is fully aware of it. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. You will find it by Allah, and Allah will reward you. So we know what are our obligations, what are our fundamentals of our deen, where we believe in Allah. The first pillar is faith, iman, salah, fasting, zakah, hajj. These are the fundamental pillars of the deen. But our deen is not restricted to these fundamentals. There are many avenues of goodness. There are many ways of gaining proximity to Allah. There are many ways of earning your jannah. And the thing is that we do not know how Allah will judge us. What actions of ours will be beloved to Allah will result in our forgiveness. And I'd like to share with you 5 small actions, outwardly appear to be small, takes you a few moments, yet these actions could become a means of your jannah. The first is removing something harmful from the pathway. In a hadith it comes, Al-Imanu bid'u wa sab'una shu'batan. Iman has more than 60 branches. A'naha, the highest is La ilaha illallah. And the lowest is that a person says La ilaha. The lowest is to remove something harmful from the pathway. The highest level of iman is to say la ilaha illallah, and the lowest level is to remove something harmful from the pathway. That is also a part of one's iman. By removing something harmful from a pathway. And the fact is that when you remove something harmful from the pathway, it becomes a means of charity. كُلُّ مَعْرُوفٍ صَدَقَةٌ. Every act of charity or every goodness is an act of charity. And even removing something from the pathway is an act of charity. There was once a person was walking on a path and he saw a branch on the pathway. Now, when you see a branch on the pathway, you could think, this is not my responsibility. It's the municipality. We have a useless municipality. They don't do their job. The government's supposed to remove this. You could say that there are people paid to do this. It's not my property. It's not my responsibility. I won't do it. You could complain about it. But this person saw the branch on the path and he said, you know what? It's disturbing me. I can't get past. What about the other people? It's going to cause inconvenience to them also. So let me stop and remove this branch from the path. So he removed the branch from the path. And he then passed away. Allah Rabbul Izzah appreciated this action so much. That this removing the branch from the pathway was the means of his entry into Jannah. Allah forgave him because of that. Removing something harmful from the pathway. An easy ticket to Jannah. Just a moment. But it's the thought that counts. The sincerity. A second easy way to earn your Jannah. Showing compassion. Showing kindness to the creation of Allah. Not only humans, but even to the creatures. There's a famous story of a prostitute, which is the worst profession. A lady who would sell herself from the Banu Israel, who was by a water hole, a well. And she had just drunken some water. She had quenched her own thirst. And then she saw a dog that was panting, that was on the verge of dying because of extreme thirst. And there was no way for the dog to get into the well. She saw the dog and she looked at the dog and she said, this dog is experiencing similar thirst to what I was experiencing, on the verge of dying. Let me help this dog. She took off her leather boot, lowered it into the well, drew water from the well, gave it to the dog to drink. This became a means of quenching the thirst of the dog. When she passed away, Allah forgave her for this action of kindness to His creation. For this action of kindness to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was once a great muhaddith, a scholar of hadith. And in the old days, they used to write hadith with an ink pen. So they had an ink pot with the ink in it. And they would have a wooden pen, which they would dip into the pot and then write. And dip into the pot and write. So this scholar dedicated his life to the service of hadith. Throughout his life, he would write hadith, teach hadith, give lectures on hadith. That was his occupation. And it was his hope. It was his aspiration. It was his desire that this would be a means of my salvation, my ticket to Jannah. He passed away and someone saw him in a dream. And someone asked him, how did you fare on the other side? How did things go for you? He says, I'm thankful. Allah had granted me a position far greater than I deserved. I am pleased with what Allah has granted me. However, something unique had unfolded. So they asked, what is it that was so unique that it unfolded that you find strange? It says, I dedicated my life to the service of hadith, lecturing, writing, teaching. And I did this hoping that this would be a means of my salvation. But this wasn't what earned me my ticket into Jannah. In fact, what was it that earned me my ticket into Jannah is one day while I was sitting down to write hadith and I was occupied with this, I had the pen in my hand and I was about to dip it into the ink pot. And there was a fly that came and sat in the ink pot and was taking a sip of the ink. And I was about to dip my pen in and that would have chased the fly away. So I held back and I said to myself that this is a fly. The fact that the fly came to the ink pot is perhaps the fly is thirsty. So let me just hold back for a moment so the fly can drink from the ink and quench its thirst. So I held back and I did not dip my pen in the ink pot at that moment. And he says, when I was presented before Allah, Allah loved that one action of mine so much that all my service on hadith on one hand and this one action on the other hand and this one action of allowing the fly to drink from the ink pot was the means of my salvation. The hadith and all of that wasn't the means. If it wasn't for this one action, he would have not attained his ticket to Jannah. We don't know what action of ours will earn us our ticket to Jannah. Whether it will be our good deeds or will it be one random act of kindness to an unknown person who may never know, meet you again, will never be there for you to say Jazakallah to you, or for whom you would wait that he can do some good turn to you because you were kind to him. A third act that could earn us our Jannah is sahal al bay'i, sahal al ishtira'i. The angels of death came to a person to take away his soul. And then they asked him, hal amilta khayran qattu? Did you ever do any good deed? So he says, no, I didn't. So they asked him that, think, perhaps you did some good deed at some stage. So he says, I can't think of anything except that when I used to do business, I would tell the people who were working with me that if a person is tight, he doesn't have money, give him more time to pay. Give him respite. Andhirhu. And if a person had the money and was ready to pay, he was a wealthy person, I would tell them, give him some discount, make it cheaper for him. That is my practice with regards to business. And this person passed away and he was forgiven for because of this practice of his. Being lenient on those who were tight pressed and those who were able to pay, giving them discount. On one occasion, Sayyidina Uthman, the third Khalifa of Islam, he was involved in a deal with a person and he was buying something from a person for 6,000 silver coins. So he told the man, stretch out your hand, the deal is confirmed. So the man, as he was about to take his hand, he says, no, I changed my mind. So the man, Sayyidina Uthman asked him, what have you changed your mind? He says, no, I actually want 10,000. So he said to him, but the deal is confirmed. 6,000, it's done. So he says, no, but I want 10,000 now. So Sayyidina Uthman said, never mind, I'll give you 10,000. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abdurrahman bin Auf, rahimahumullah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arda, was there and he said to him, but your deal was concluded on 6,000. You don't have to give him the extra 4,000. Why are you giving it to him? So Sayyidina Uthman says, I know well that I had concluded the deal on 6,000 and that it's my goods already and he has no right to the 4,000. However, I heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that Allah will forgive a person who is easygoing when he's buying and easygoing when he's selling. And I hope that through my easygoing nature while I'm buying, I hope that this becomes a means of my forgiveness. So never mind, let him take it. Let him take it. And he then allowed him to take the extra amount. So this was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's attitude. So we've shared with you easy good deeds. Another easy good deed, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Don't think of any deed is insignificant, even if it means meeting your fellow Muslim brother with a smiling face. You meet him, you greet him, you smile at him just to make him happy. That is a good deed. That could be a means of your entry into Jannah. اِتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Fear the fire of Jahannam even if it is with a kind word. You see someone who's looking down, who's looking sad, you say something to him to uplift him, to motivate him. That may become a means of your entry into Jannah. So these are some easy good deeds that we've shared with you that could become a means of your entry into Jannah. This doesn't mean that you remove something from the pathway and think, I got my ticket to Jannah. Or that you don't do any good deeds, you don't perform your salah, and you think, no, I'll feed a poor person, that will be a means of entry into Jannah. That is not the case. We need to do all our obligations and responsibilities, but together with that, we do not know which deed would result in our entry into Jannah. And therefore, we should never allow the opportunity for any good deed to be done without us exploring that opportunity for us to gain Jannah. May Allah accept all our good deeds.